Dairy Australia analyst John Droppett joins me on the line now. John, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
Yeah, no worries, Tess.
So, a butter shortage, you know, I guess if you hadn't heard of it before, it seems almost absurd. What is actually causing this this butter shortage?
So it does sound ominous, but it's a situation that's sort of been building for probably 12 to 18 months now. And we've seen consumers in most developed countries really shifting back to consuming a lot more butter and a lot less margarine, you know, in the order of 10%, which across, you know, tens of millions of people adds up. And it's also making its way into more more fast food, more food service, restaurants again replacing margarine. And on top of all of that, consumers are drinking a lot more full cream milk, which again takes a lot more fat out of the supply chain. So we've got a lot more demand for butter, a lot less supply, and that's really creating a bit of a squeeze that we're seeing now.
And so you mentioned there that consumers do seem to be moving away from margarine. Do we know why that is?
So there's a couple of kind of overarching trends, really. You know, the first one is consumers want a product that's more natural. You know, you look at the back of a pat of butter and it's got, you know, cream, water and sometimes salt, you know, whereas, you know, margarine and vegetable oil-based spreads, you know, a lot more processed, but don't kind of carry that natural connotation with them. The other aspect is consumers are sort of, you know, understanding the health science is starting to become a lot more sophisticated, and it's not necessarily the case now that, you know, all fat is bad fat, all fat is bad for you, and you need to chase, you know, lower fat products. And that's what's driving this shift back to full cream milk, but also back to butter, which of course is milk fat.
And so I guess then, do you think maybe producers and chefs will start looking for alternatives that maybe aren't margarine, or different alternatives to butter?
At the moment, with this kind of, you know, short-term squeeze that we're seeing, you know, there's going to be food manufacturers that are going to have to, you know, look at their options there. You know, those sorts of price increases that you quoted for, you know, wholesale butter, you know, you can't ignore that if you're running a small business, you know, making biscuits or croissants or whatever. But I think over the, you know, over the more medium to longer term, you know, the health science, you know, is a long-term thing. The consumer trends aren't going to change in a hurry. And so, you know, people will be trying to make it work, and we think the market will probably settle at an equilibrium that isn't quite, you know, these sorts of premium prices, but, you know, will reflect that value that's been placed on butter and dairy fat more generally.
And so I guess the question everybody would want to know, everyone with a family or just anyone who goes through a lot of butter in general, do you think that the increase in prices are going to end up being passed on to consumers anytime soon?
To some extent, it's inevitable that it will. Probably not the scale of increases that we've seen, you know, in the wholesale market that you know, some of those guys who buy, you know, a pallet a week here and there have had to pay for. Retail prices tend to move a lot more slowly, so they tend to miss some of this volatility. And, you know, if you look at what retail prices have done in the last 12 months, they've increased about 40%, you know, compared to about a 60% increase in the commodity market, and obviously much more than that in the wholesale, you know, food service space. So consumers are seeing and will continue to see some increase in prices, but I think the worst of it will kind of be moderated as that, you know, that price cycle settles down again.
And so rubbing the crystal ball a little bit, taking a look into the future, do we have any indication on perhaps how long you think this shortage will last?
It is a bit of a speculative game at the moment, but we certainly know that in the Northern Hemisphere, Christmas is a time of huge butter demand. There's a lot of baking. That tends to keep prices up, you know, on a seasonal basis. So getting this close to that period now, we don't think we're going to see prices moderate before Christmas. It'll probably be well into next year and probably, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere spring when we start to see a lot more production coming out of Europe and the US. That'll be the first chance, really, prices have to start to fall back a bit. Locally, we'll see some, you know, more Australian production, you know, through the spring here, and that'll take a bit of the heat out of prices locally. But in a global sense, it's probably going to be at least another 6 months before this starts to, you know, moderate a bit.
Well, fingers crossed sooner rather than later, I guess. John, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Absolute pleasure, Tess.